Exclusive. Club for Growth ad torches Democrat Mark Kelly's support for hiring 87,000 IRS agents. By Sean Moran on November 4, 2022. The Club for Growth Action launched an ad highlighting Senator Mark Kelly's, Diaz, support for hiring 87,000 IRS agents, who would audit working-class Americans. The Club for Growth Action's latest ad, Are We Done?, shows a Border Patrol agent being harangued by an accountant as the southern border remains wide open. A caption at the end of the ad reads, Mark Kelly voted for Joe Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents. Elect Blake Masters. Indeed, Kelly voted for the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which provides $80 billion in funding to hire an additional 87,000 IRS agents. Conservatives, including his Republican opponent, Blake Masters, have consistently hammered the Arizona Democrat for backing the hiring of 87,000 additional IRS agents. Kelly claimed during a debate between him and Masters that the additional IRS funding and agents would not target middle-class Americans. Breitbart News found that this claim is false, as studies have shown that the IRS would raise significant revenue from middle-class Americans as a result of the additional funding coming from the Inflation Reduction Act. We need folks in government to go after businesses and the wealthiest Americans that cheat on their taxes. They have armies of accountants and lawyers, Kelly claimed during a debate in October. They're not just going after billionaires, they're not just going after big business. They're going to be auditing you, auditing your small businesses this time next year. Senator Kelly voted for 87,000 new IRS agents in the Inflation Reduction Act, Masters said during the debate. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, found that the Inflation Reduction Act will take at least $20 billion from working-class Americans and those earning less than $400,000 per year. The study follows congressional Democrats and President Joe Biden falsely claiming that the Inflation Reduction Act does not go after Americans making less than $400,000 per year. Further, Kelly, along with the other Senate Democrats, rejected an amendment proposed by Senator Mike Crapo, RID, that would have banned the IRS from going after middle-class Americans and only targeting wealthy Americans. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.